So the, in the late 60s, the Hugh Milne, a third generation Scottish osteopath, was working with his practice after he had studied in London, and he began to notice things, notice movement. So he dug around to see, was there anybody else, was there any studies that had noticed this, this movement of the brain? And he found the work of Sutherland. So, but Hugh, recognizing that he needed to grow as a person in order to really truly understand this, went to India for 12 years and began to really immerse himself in Eastern cosmology and thought, ended up in California during part of the human potential movement that, that took place there, and was also drawn by shamanism and began to combine that. So the work that he teaches in the Milne Institute, which is based out of Big Sur, but all its classes are around Europe and Australia, as well as the United States, he combines Eastern thought, shamanism, with the osteopathic principles, and thus he's created what he calls visionary cranial sacral work. He was inspired by the fact that Andrew Taylor Still had been visited and could see through into people like an X-ray, and that William Sutherland, his channel of inner ear, opening and hearing the information that would guide his life for the rest of his life. So the training that I got with the Milne Institute encompasses all of that, recognizing that you have to grow as a person to be of service to this work. So it's both life-affirming, studying it, but it's also, it allows you to bring all of those gifts to the table to be of service to who's here and to really see who's here. It's very important that in this work that all of inclusive of the person that's here is seen, because very often things that appear on a physiological level have an emotional and a spiritual component. And so the ability to quiet yourself and truly listen to someone, very often in our culture you don't get listened to, but for that gift of to really listen and see the essence of who's here can have a huge impact on someone's healing process. Enough talking. What I'd like to do is do just a short demo of what was discovered by Sutherland when he stopped all the cranial bones from moving, the core link, the relationship between the two. So we'll be doing a demo. I'll pick a name from our list. But I first would like you to do some heart work, do your own work, where you begin to get in contact with yourself. Or if you've come with a friend and you'd like to do heart work with each other, that's fine. I'm going to show you right now. Do you want to come up here and I'll show you? You can just show people.
Who? Me?
Yeah. I picked you because you have the least amount of clothing.
Yeah. I came prepared.
So part of what, if you think of the spinal column coming up, there's membrane systems throughout the body, but the spinal column has a membrane system that comes up through it, functions through the brain. There's a connection between the head and the heart that is very, very profound. And so very often, if you can begin to access the heart energy first, it begins to free up the head. The heart energy, the energy field is 500 times greater than that of the brain. So it gives you an idea of what leads what. So heart work you can do on yourself, putting your both hands over your heart, getting very quiet, going within. Sometimes if you're having a really bad day, this is something that you can do. Or if you have a partner, you can place one hand on the sternum in the front, one hand on the back, giving the heart some support,
sometimes just having someone let your heart have some support is very, very healing. Get into breath. Go deep inside. Sensing. And following. And after a couple of minutes, you'll begin to feel your whole heart begin to soften and unwind. Heart work. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Of course you can ask
can
a question.
Can you do each other at the same time?
Yes. When I do some workshops, I'm thinking of creating a one-day workshop for people who are not planning on doing this as what they do for a living, but would like to learn and to work. And you can do heart work seated on the floor where two people are working on each other. It's very healing and very nurturing. I did that at a workshop a number of years ago here, and it was just a beautiful experience for everyone here. So very quickly, I'm going to pick a name. Jennifer.
It's me.
This is your lucky day.